will be on the weekend, and I'll be helping out with that. But I'm flying solo today with the help of whoever wants to help with
Mark. That's great. So, before you mute me, I won't be on board Friday or Saturday. I'm going to Vegas to say goodbye to my sister. And the other thing is, whoever contacts me normally, my phone died.
We'll be praying for you, Jackie.
My phone died, so I'm glad it died before I left. Gonna take care of that. All right.
We'll pay you later.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Needs to be better. How to mute everybody on my phone.
You're gonna do great. Everybody, mute yourself.
Yeah. If you can't do it, Enrique, we can mute ourselves.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out. I know how to do it on the computer. I don't know how to do it on my phone.
I'm gonna send him some
Enrique, I think it's in when you look at the Morba.
It's the three little dots on the bottom right. I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Okay, there we go. Let me get that. Admit. Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second. I can't be on the camera and be admitting people. So,
okay. You want Tony to start off since your hand's up?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Go for it, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
I think you're on mute.
Sorry. I just wanted to share a little testimonial and story. I have a client that lives in Southern California in Temecula. And he's an airline pilot, but he's a horse lover, and he has, like, I don't know, 7 Appaloosa horses, and he's constantly out riding all the time. But last night, or yesterday afternoon, I checked in with him because I noticed that he did not have a auto ship, and I wanted to find out what happened because I wanted to make sure that he was ordering his triad. But during that conversation, of course, he had a little bit extra supply, so he'll be back on board shortly. But I found out that he got a spider bite in his foot, and he was taking pictures of his legs, and he had a swelling on his right foot all the way up to his ankle. I mean, it was gigantic and swollen. And I told him, I said, it looked just like a spider bite down by his big toe. So my go-to product is Happy Humol. I told him to take 2 of them. It was late afternoon. Take 2 of them before he went to bed. Now, he's on California time, so he was 3 hours earlier than me. Take 2 of them when he got up in the morning, and his foot was unbelievably better this morning. I couldn't believe it. He still had a large big toe, and so I gave him some instructions about his Happy Humol today and what I wanted him to do by tomorrow, taking a picture and showing it to me. I was so excited, but I think that's just another example of the power of Xanthohumol, and we all just need to know that when we have, and I think Lido went up too, but she had a headache, she's feeling it, but Joe and the other one has had just absolute success with Xanthohumol, and I just can't speak enough positives about it, but I just share that. I just think about that if you have somebody that enters your life that has a spider bite or some inflammation that they've gotten from being outside. I mean, he's a horseback rider, so he's constantly out there. Anyway, I wanted to share that. So that was my story.
Yeah, this Happy Humol is amazing. I mean, all of our products are amazing. You know, I think it was last week, my son had an allergic reaction and a little bit of a rash broke out on his arm and a little bit on his face. And we gave him Happy Humol as well, but we used the Happy Side on the rash. And within like a day or two, it was completely gone. So, I mean, these products work incredible. incredible. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Who is next? Nancy Willett, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good early morning here in Alaska. I'm learning how to get by on like 5.5 hours of sleep, but I'm not complaining. Life is good. So I had a question, and I would love to hear from others on how they explain their 30-second pitch, right? I'm meeting lots of new people, and we talked about this on my team call because the other day I was fishing with and helping a young woman fish, and it turned out she was a nurse practitioner at a wellness clinic in Anchorage. And
oh,
I know.
Hey. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
It's just a God thing for sure.
Yeah.
And so I asked her what she did, and I said, oh, my goodness, are you kidding? What a coincidence. And I let it hang, and she goes, why are you a nurse practitioner? I said, and it came out, and it was just divinely inspired. I don't know how. It wasn't me. I said, no, actually, I have an online business, and I rep for a team of medical three simple products that will restore and repair your overall health by improving your gut health. And she went, oh, my God, I need to know about this. And I said, oh, I'd be happy to share it with you. Are you on Facebook? And this whole thing took less than 45 seconds. And we had connected on Facebook. She said, I want to take this into the clinic. Can I do that? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact. We're just now launching a program for healthcare professionals that allows you to do that. I said very little, but, you know, I would love to hear how others explain or talk about what we do. And I think what that showed me, and mine was not my rehearsed, practiced words. I know those words came from above somewhere because it was just like, wow, after I said it, I went, who said that?
Can you say those words again, please?
I said, I have an online business, and I rep for a team of medical advisors, three simple products that they have helped develop that will restore your overall health by rejuvenating. That's it. An online business, so... Because she was asking how I can fish and travel and do this, and I just said, you know, I'm really blessed I have this. So, to me, when I realized, like, how impactful and legitimate and everything sounded, and I, yeah, that is exactly what I do. So I would love to hear how others explain what we do, and I do think it's important that we all get pretty good at telling somebody with 15, 20 seconds what we do. So I would love to open it up to others and what they say.
Sure.
Nobody?
Can you say it one more time, please?
Sure. I just said I have an online business, and I rep for a team of medical advisors that has helped develop three simple products that will restore your health by rejuvenating your gut health. I guess it must kind of good, huh?
That was a great answer.
I honestly think of it, but it just came out.
I think what everybody's wanting you to do, Nancy, is to put that into the chat or into the business connection so everybody can focus on that.
That was beautiful. I will do that. We talked about this on my team call the other night, and I found that people don't have a quick, easy answer. You know,
that
a lot of
perfect.
Yeah, thanks.
Definitely inspired.
definitely not
me. Hey, Nancy, I'm sorry to jump in, Enrique. I'm sorry. Yeah. I tried to wait, but I just wanted to say, having that 30-second business pitch is really, really important, and I haven't really thought about it since you brought it up. So I think everybody should literally, you know, maybe no hands are off, but with your words, those are great words, but I'm going to take your words and make them into my own words, and I hope that everybody, you know, like, realizes that that, like, it was so good. It came from Nancy's heart, right? So everybody should just take that and then work on a 30-second pitch. It's so very important. And way to go, Nancy. Thanks for inspiring us.
Nancy, Kirlian, you said it perfectly because you were talking from your heart because you're so excited and you're just, you're at three what you're doing. You're doing what your passion is, fishing and helping people. So it just came out natural. And God will do it because I have this thing that I say, Lord, let it be words coming out of my mouth and let my expression show what you really want me to share. That's one of the things that I share all the time, even with family, because, you know, they're so critical of us. And I just go with it. And it's like I told Jennifer, I've learned so much since I've been with this group, because we're not judgmental as far as pointing fingers and stuff like that. And it's greatly appreciated because we learn from each other, but then you make it your own. And once you practice it and you know that you're talking from the heart and it's not what's in it for me, then everything just flows.
That's right. Thank you. You know, real quick, I have to say, because that the day before, you know, I've been meeting tons people in person. They're just here fishing next to me on the river, and I had kind of thought, like, oh gosh, I said a simple prayer, like, feel like I'm not impacting or helping enough people. And so I just said, God, show me how I can impact more people. And say this young woman showed up fishing next to me when all of that interaction transpired. Oh, thank you. Okay. I guess I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It was just a little confirmation. So.
It was a God meeting.
Total God meeting. Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited about this wellness program that they're rolling out. We actually have a call, our second call for the beta group tonight. And, it's going to be big, guys. I mean, it's done in such a professional way. We got a preview of the brochures and, like, the actual business plan that you can walk into. It's all done very, very professionally. They're on top of it. It's going to be huge. We haven't started yet. We haven't, because we don't have the materials, but we are in the beta program. We are going to be keeping everyone up to date on how it's going. But, you know, Nancy, the last few days, has been going out, kind of scoping within a five-mile radius, writing all the chiropractors, you know, wellness clinics, naturopath doctors, you know, whatever she can come across. She's building her list out so when the program does roll out, she knows exactly, you know, where to go and who to talk to. But, yeah, I'm excited for this because it's going to drive a lot of volume and really change people's businesses. And it's a different model than your traditional MLM direct sales model, you know, where you're just going out and getting your customers and recruiting. There's a lot of people that want to make extra money that they don't want to do the network marketing side, but they can go and, you know, be a sales rep for Amplify, where they're just going in and signing up wellness centers and driving volume that way and be able to earn a significant check. So this is just another layer that we're adding to our business model that's going to be able to increase and open up more doors for everybody. So I'm really, really excited about it. We'll keep you guys up to date. You know, every time we get some news on it, I'll keep sharing with you guys. Karen Weiser, you're up next.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So two things. Nancy, I loved what you said. That's just so natural and so flowing and so heartfelt. And Carol Ann, I agree with you. It's the head versus heart. Words cast a spell. That's why they taught us spelling. And so the vibrational frequency behind the words is, even if it's you're saying one thing, if energetically you're in this needy place of I need another customer, I need another VIP, I need to get this done, and it's not about putting that person first, because if then vibrationally they're going to pick that up. So it's super important that you're really clear that you are coming from your heart, not from your head. And I think the simplest thing is to just don't overthink it. If you get an impulse, if you get an intuitive hit, just go with it. And because someone said the other day on this huddle, and I've lived this way for a long time, you can't say the right thing to the wrong person, and you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. So if you know that, why not go for it?
Right.
But go for it from here, because you care about someone and the impact that you can make, rather than up here because you're needy. And then the second thing I wanted to say is I just wanted to share, because I know on my team we've had a number of people that have had trouble getting their prospects into the Got Happiness group. And I have a new VIP who texted me yesterday, and she had four that she had invited that accepted the invite that had not been accepted. And so I did reach out to, I can't remember her name, Nancy told me to reach out to a person there, and I'll think of who it is and put it in the chat. But I reached out to her, and I shared with her who the VIP was, the four people that had been invited, and asked for an update. And two of the four that had been invited had not answered the questions. One of the four that had been invited was in the group and had been accepted, and the fourth one was pending. He had not responded to the invite. So if you're having trouble getting people into the group, ask them, because if they do not answer those questions, they're not getting in. And then also she recommended that we always send in the message in Messenger a link to the group with a reminder that they need to answer the questions. So I think that might streamline it for some of you.
Yes, thank you, Karen. Yeah, it's extremely important that they answer those questions, because like you said, they're not getting it unless they answer it. I know it only takes literally 10 seconds to answer the questions. It's very basic. Who invited you to the group? And I don't know the second question. I think it's just agreeing to, you know, the rules of the group, right? So just make sure they're doing that. And like you just mentioned, we've covered it before, but send a link to the actual group, because they might miss the invite in their notification, and they might get bogged down all the way to the bottom, and they'll miss it if they're busy. So make sure once you invite them, you send them the link in their Messenger. That way they'll see it, they'll click it, they'll get taken directly to the group, and they can answer their questions and be admitted to the group. So
that's it for me.
Thanks, Karen. Who is next? Shannon, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. So I love that. In Mary Kay, we used to call that your elevator speech. Your 30-second elevator, because you got to like the next little level to get your information out. So I love that. She's awesome. The other thing is, I had my cousin post that she had bigger bites, and I said, "Well, make a paste." I said, "I'm about to blow your mind. Make a paste of your happy ties and put it on your leg." So she calls me back the next day. She goes, "That took like 40 seconds for the itch to stop. They tried alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, calamine lotion. They tried everything." And I said, she goes, "You definitely blew my mind." So just so you know, it works on bigger bites too.
Awesome. Thank you. Laura Ballard, you're up next.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
I just wanted to, so I had a while back, probably a month and a half ago, I had somebody visiting from out of state that had a tick bite that had been on his foot for over a year that had inflamed and infected, and he put a paste of Happy Tides on that, and it began healing immediately. So that was a great testimonial for that. But also several years ago, and this isn't our product, but it's also a really great thing to know, is that colloidal silver is a really, it's a really old medication, but it's a really, really effective medication for lots of things. My mom had a brown recluse bite that was diagnosed by a physician that said it truly was a brown recluse bite. And she did a wet to dry dressing, which is you put a soggy wet dressing on the site and let it stay on until it dries and then take it off, and it healed overnight with colloidal silver, so that's something good to remember too. But the, from now on I'm going to go to Happy Tides first.
Right. Thank you for sharing. Cindy, you're up next.
Got to unmute. I was just going to mention that, you know, all the years I've been in business, I've used a lot of mirror work. So I was going to suggest that everybody do their 30 seconds still and write it out and then practice it in the mirror and practice it and practice it so that it just becomes something you don't think about, and you can have it come out with the, you know, with a good intention and sincerity, and I think it was an excellent introduction, Nancy, and appreciate you sharing it with us. So just wanted to mention that.
Thanks, Cindy. Beth, you're up next.
Good morning. Sorry, I had to unmute everyone. I have two things. One, regarding the using the Happy Tides, I burned my hand rather badly about a week ago with boiling water. I tipped a pan of boiling water, and immediately I had welts. Very painful. So I thought, okay. So I did the under the cold water and then grabbed a package of frozen peas. But then I thought, okay, Happy Tides, Happy Tides. So I quickly made a paste and I covered my hand with the Happy Tides. I left it on for a period of time till it pretty much dried. Washed it off in cold water. It wasn't as bad. I did it again and again and again, and it took a while, but I did not have to go anywhere to get treatment, and I had no blisters, none, the next day. So I am a giant believer in the Happy Tides, and I just made a paste. So the other thing is, yesterday, I was contacting my customers, and I had noticed on one of the ladies who orders that she had numerous products ordered, all at separate times. Well, I started figuring it out, and she had equaled products plus for a triad. And so she had been paying, and I felt so badly because I had not picked up on this before. She had been paying extra for postage all that time. So I talked with her, and she consolidated her products into a triad plus three additional products all at one time. And so with her saving on the postage, it truly helped her to actually pay for a product, basically. That, to me, that was fantastic. And she was so appreciative. I just wanted to share that. So if you, just a helpful hint, so if you have customers, it might be helpful to go back and just check and see what their orders actually are. So, and also, I gained a Triad customer. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Beth. Yeah, that's great advice. Every time your personal customer orders, you should get an email of what their order is. And that happens quite a bit where they've got multiple brand new customers put multiple things in their cart and they don't realize they could have just picked the Triad and saved money. So just keep an eye on that. Look out for your customers and, you know, pay attention to what their order is. And do our best to try to save them money on all of that stuff, on you know, shipping and all of that. Who is up next? Michelle Kelly, you're up next.
Sorry about that, I had on mute. I just wanted to say on the Happy Tides, I have a new mother at work. I do construction, and she's a new mom coming to work and having to pump at work. And so it's kind of hard for her, and she actually had the sores. And so I suggested to her trying the Happy Tides paste, so I gave her some of the, she actually had the open sores, so I had her try the Asai, because that wouldn't cause the pain with the citrus. And she tried that a couple of nights, and it worked wonders for her. So I just wanted to, you know, suggest that to people, for any new mothers out there that have those issues. Great products that we have. All right, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Cindy Bloom, you're up next.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, so here is my tip for the day. This is something that I'm starting. I got this from a podcast. I am podcast crazy between podcasting and Audible. I like having your things in all the time. But one of the things that I got is, you know, we always make lists of to-do lists and these things. And what I listened to talked about what's called a power list. Okay, and I'm sure you know this because I know that you listen to the same thing that I listen to. So, I started this power list, and a power list is different than a to-do list because it is something like, it's not like I'm going to do this thing. It's a very different thing. So some of the things that I have on my power list, there's just five. He recommends five. If you look up power list, some people will say three, some people will say ten, whatever. But there's five. And what you're doing here is you're creating a habit, okay? And a habit gets created within, you know, 20 or 30 days of doing something consistently. So every day you write five things down. And it does not all have to do with business. It has to do with your whole self. So my non-negotiable things are exercising, you know, every day. The other things that I do every day is looking at my things, power 30, every day, non-negotiable. I'm looking at what today is. Okay, power 30. Today I'm doing a video. Today I am doing a video, whether it goes on YouTube or Facebook or my story, videos being done. Three bold reach outs, they're being done. And the other one is just continuing my journey of a healthy eating day, and that includes no sugar for me. So you do this every day, and you literally, I can tell you, I've only been doing it for 3 days. So the first day, at the end of the day, you write win, okay, because you win and you do all the things. And yesterday, I failed. Okay, I failed yesterday. I didn't do it. But it makes me more excited to win today. And what he was saying is you can do these five things in like 20 minutes, and some people will be like, yeah, I'm done. I don't have to do anything else. But this is just your non-negotiable list, right? So then you have time to do all these other things. So I have, like, make my list for businesses. I have, you know, all these other things. But this power list thing to me, and it had a separate notebook for it. The only thing I put in here is my power list. it's going to help develop habits that I need to be developing. And once those habits get developed, and you know that no matter what, you're going to exercise, don't keep it on your power list because you develop a habit. So take that off and add something new to that power list. And this guy's been doing it for like, I don't know, 10 plus years. And he said he has a notebook he would never get rid of, but it's been powerful for him. And I'm implementing and just sharing.
Thanks, Cindy.
Who are you referring to, this guy? This is his name.
You know what? Message me on the name. Yeah, the only reason why I say that is because there's a lot of podcasts out there. Some of them are right for some people. Some of them are wrong for some people. And I don't want to say it to everybody because I am sure there are people who would be offended by this podcast. And but it's very powerful. So if you wanted more information, you can message me. That's what I would say. What would you say, Enrique?
Yeah, that's fine. You can send it through Messenger if that's what you like. In the chat, there was a question. Does anyone know if someone cancels their auto ship and doesn't need one, does that delete their customer retention status? You know what? I don't know. I'll have to ask and double check on that. Great question, though. I'm going to write that down.
Enrique?
Yeah.
I'm part of the new group that came in, and
yes.
I keep hearing Power 30, and I also hear drip. So could you give us a definition of Power 30 and drip?
Yes, Power 30, I don't believe, and anyone can chime in, I don't believe we're currently doing them right now, but Power 30 is an activity where you do 30 minutes of uninterrupted activities to move your business forward. And what that looks like is the group would get on a Zoom for 30 minutes. It's silent. Everyone's just working. And the host will give you the next task, whether it's, hey, go add 5 new friends on Facebook, go into the Happiness Gut Connection, or add 5 people to the group, or follow up with 5 people that you've talked to in the last week. There's a lot of different activities they go through. I got to talk to the leaders and see, Nancy and I got to talk to the leaders and see when we're going to be bringing those back. But, you know, it was a daily thing that somebody on the team was hosting, every day. So,
hey, okay.
Yes.
Can I just interrupt? You know, it's Power 30, but I do them whether I'm on that, you know, we used to have a group thing, but those activities are non-negotiable activities that I do on my own for 30 minutes uninterrupted. So for those of you asking, that's what it is.
Maybe someone can type it out in the chat what the activities are so people know, or how, or put it in Telegram.
Yeah.
I have my list that if you want, I can either take a picture, send it to you, or I can put it in Telegram. What would be the best? I just have a list of the things
there's
that I do.
There's also some recorded ones. If someone wants to follow along, there's some recorded ones, and there's also, you can also split that up. If 30 minutes is too much for you, you can break it up and do it in 2 days. I mean, everybody's got a crazy life, so whatever works for you. But at least it's time blocking and getting in that habit. Cindy's, they're amazing at it. You guys are so good.
Right. If there is a recording of it and you want to put the link here in our Zoom chat, feel free to do so. That way they can kind of check it out and they can kind of go through it. Yeah, if somebody has the list, go ahead and post it here or in the Telegram chat. Okay, thank you, Tiff. And then the other question, I'm sorry, I don't remember the second part of that question.
Drip.
Drip is when you're just, what's a good definition of drip, guys? When you're just kind of dripping your product and business opportunity on people, maybe through social media or different, however you're building your business. I think that's, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, chime in. But yeah. I think that's what
that's
it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to try to remind people by kind of dripping on them by showing them different pieces of content or things that may be relatable to them.
Right.
Instead of flooding them.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Laura Ballard.
Hey there. Good morning again. This might be a subject for another day, but
was wondering, so in our Power 30, we go into our specialty groups and we make meaningful conversations with people. And, you know, I'm in a couple of groups like anxiety and depression and, you know, hormonal issues, you know, menopausal stuff. And a lot of those sites say right up front, no selling personal products, no IMing people to, you know, to talk to them about your product. Well, how do you get around that? And, you know, it seems like this would be need a lot of discussion to talk about, so it might need to be another day.
I can share real quick.
Sure.
So when you go in there, and all of us experience when you see people, you know, spamming people in the chat or the messages, right, and it just doesn't looks unprofessional. So what I've always done for years is that within the message group, I just make contacts, and I comment on people's messages, and I build a relationship with them. And it might take a couple weeks, but I just drip on these people that I have been communicating with. And then once you develop a friendship on the in the group chat, or the group, I keep saying chat, I'm sorry, in the group, then I'll friend request them and say, would you mind if I friend request you? Because you've already had this relationship. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say absolutely. And so now they're part of your Facebook. And then, again, you don't want to just bombard them with your things, but they're going to see your posts. They're going to see your stories. And within time, they're going to go, oh, what is it exactly that you do? Or I'm really interested, because you'll notice if they accepted your friend request. So that's like a perfect time if that person deals with depression or weight loss or whatever it might be. That would be a perfect time in your stories to create specific, you know, testimonials that will identify with that person, because then they're going to see it. So that's what I would advise you to do. I mean, it's a process. It's something you've got to work on every single day, but it does work, absolutely. So that's the way about getting around, you know, not spamming people or posting things on the group.
That makes sense.
Can you also just put a testimonial in the group of something related or no?
No.
I mean, not about the product, just about the process.
More than likely, no, because they'll know that you're trying to sell something, because they're very savvy. So you can say something like, oh, I'm dealing with the same thing, but I found something that really helps me, and just leave it at that. And if that person's really interested, you can say, if they'll comment back, and then you can simply say, do you mind if we take this off this group? And that would be fine. More than likely, you won't get in trouble for that, because you're not outwardly, you know, posting stuff about your products.
But thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, that's key. You know, Nancy does a lot in the groups as well, and she's part of a bunch of different groups. When she sees a post that resonates with her in those groups, and you know, she'll like it, she'll comment on it, she might go to that person's page, check them out, and say, hey, you know, this is somebody that I would love to connect with. And sometimes if you try to send them a message, it goes to their others folder, and they won't see it, right? So she just doesn't waste any time. She just, if she is feeling the vibe from that person, like, hey, this person I want to connect with, I'm just going to go ahead and send her a friend request, she does it. And it's worked out well for her. And you don't do that with everybody. You can't just go in there and start friend requesting 50 people a day. But, you know, a few here, a few there, you know, throughout the week, and start doing that, because you need more new eyes on your content, especially if you're building on social media. You're going to need new eyes, you know, on your, you know, product, on your business opportunity, you know, to be able to get to know you, and sometimes that takes time. So you consistently have to be adding new people, you know, every day, every week, every month, to keep building that pipeline.
And a real quick tip about that, when you're not, make sure you write down on have a list of people, write down their name, because you're going to forget. So if you accept a friend request or someone, you know, you can check your list and, like, go against your friend list and see if they accepted. So that's important, too, because it's easy to forget who you friend requested.
Yeah, something we like to do when we have a brand-new friend, we go to their page right away when we get the notification, so-and-so accepted your friend request. Then we go to their page, comment on a few of their posts, go to their stories, you know, stories and make a comment on one of their stories, it'll go to their inbox. That way the Facebook algorithm picks up, hey, these two just connected. They're already commenting on each other's stuff. They will show you their content a lot more. But yes, write their names down. You don't want to forget it. You know, dealing with so many people, meeting so many people, talking to so many people, you're bound to forget who you friend requested and who you've talked to. So make sure you're writing it down. Michelle Kelly, you're up next.
Sorry about that. Another couple of things. One thing, my daughter just recently found out she had COVID. So I have some questions. Does anybody know? I know Dr. Napudi had a thing that he talked about on one of his Wellness Wednesdays. Does anybody know anything, what we can do to help people with COVID? Anybody can chime in on that?
I can send you a link. This is Michelle.
This is Michelle Kelly. And my Facebook thing is me and my husband on a zip line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think okay. Michelle was talking, the other Michelle was talking to you, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
can you
that
hear
would
me?
Be great. If you could, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay.
It's Michelle Kelly, so if you could send me some information, that would be great. I'm actually driving, so I can't take
yeah,
any information.
I have a link from my cousin in Tennessee, and it's from the Frontline Doctors. It's two different sites, and they put together COVID kits because a lot of states, the doctors will not administer ivermectin. So I'll send that to you.
Yeah, she's the only thing that she's experiencing now is just her loss of smell and loss of taste. So, I mean, that's the only thing she's got right now.
Can you post that in Telegram, too? I would like to have that, Michelle.
Yes, I sure will.
Thank you.
I'm also, this is Susie, I'm also, ironically, right now listening to a two-hour podcast on prevention and There's a lot of good stuff out. I'll also send you a link if I can find you on Facebook. I wrote that down.
Oh,
but
that would be
it's
so
from
awesome.
It's from a doctor who's done a ton of research and he's treating his patients along with Western medicine. So it's very balanced information, I feel.
Can you put that in Telegram too, Susie?
I will, and like I said, it's just a YouTube, so my thoughts and expressions, how do you say that, are not necessarily what's expressed, but I find this I'm an hour in. I found the podcast very educational. So,
thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, Michelle Sergis, did you have anything else? You had your hand up.
No, I just had my hand up to say that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Karen Weiser, you're up next.
Thank you. Just one other thing. I was on Dr. Napudi's training on Monday night for healthcare people, and he talked a lot about nucleotides, and he did talk about COVID and about long haulers on that, and so I would recommend that you listen to that. It was really, really good. He'd probably give you content for 30 Facebook Lives about haptides. It's amazing. It's an amazing training.
Where can we find that?
I have the link that Beth sent it to me afterwards, so I can put it in the Telegram.
Sure, that would be great if you could do that. I'd love to watch that as well. There's a wealth of information on those doctor Zooms on Monday. I've been on a couple, and they're just very, very good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you, Karen.
So you'll put that in after the call? You'll put that in the Telegram chat?
Yes, I will.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, there. Somebody was asking for the Telegram link. Can someone please post that in the chat? We have new people on the call that are looking for that information. So if you could please, I'll put that in the chat. There was another. I'm trying to get to the chat. There was another question that I want to make sure I answer everybody's question. For cutting appetite, yes, somebody answered it. Okay, yeah, the coffee and the Happy Caps are probably best for appetite suppression and boosting the metabolism and helping with weight loss. But no other hands up, so we'll go ahead and close out the call. Thank you, everyone, today for being on and helping me get through this call.
I typed in a question asking about the coffee sticks.
Yes.
And what's the update on that?
Coffee sticks?
Well, yeah, the new product where the coffee's in a little sleeve.
Yeah, they're available in your back office. You can go ahead and order a box for samples. Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered it. I thought there was a delay because it was too powdery. Would seal.
That's the Happy Thighs.
No, Happy Thighs. Yeah, that's a different product. There is a delay on the Happy Thighs sample stick. They haven't been able to find a way to be able to, you know, make it work right now, but they're working on that. I believe they will be, there's a solution for it, and it'll be available probably in the next month or two.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, let's go crush the day. Thank you for being on. And,
Enrique, you did an awesome job. Let's give them a round of applause.
I'm not